Welcome back to Thinking in Criminal. This is Little Apostate. In this episode, I kind of want to just talk about being a man and what that means. And then I want to talk a little bit maybe about Ted Cruz and cancel culture and all of that and, you know, the shit that's just nonstop. So, without further ado, I will get into this episode. And by the way, I am in my closet. You can see me for the first time, but you can't really see me playing tricks, kind of trying to stay mysterious. But there's one quote that is like, it has been drilled into my head. And it's Marcus Aurelius, of course. Fuck, and now I can't even remember it. It's been drilled into my head. It was, waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. That to me is the antithesis of what cancel culture is. The entire thing, everyone who's taking to their keyboards constantly is doing so without actually putting in the effort to be good themselves. Their form of morality, of being good, is to call someone out when they're doing something less than perfect. And what human being on this earth is perfect? Can you think of one person who's perfect that you know? Who doesn't have anything weird that you don't like about them? Who hasn't said one thing that you thought was kind of shitty? Can you not think of one? Can you think of one person? Because I can't. I mean, the people, some of the most amazing people I've ever met in my life. I mean, one of them, and not to get too anecdotal here, my ex-boyfriend, an amazing, amazing person. Someone I looked up to. I still look up to him. And I still consider him one of the best friends I've ever had in my life. He wasn't perfect. And assigning perfection, putting the bar at this level of perfection is a recipe for disaster every single time. And so when we're constantly focused on what a good man should be, what they should be doing, what other people should be doing, how they're not upholding good man, then we are not focusing on being good men ourselves. We are just waiting for other people to do the work, and then also waiting for people to fuck up so we can call them out on it. That's what cancel culture is. It's a bunch of people who don't think that they have the ability to be good men, so they're just tearing down everyone who takes a minor misstep. And I think that might be one of the most powerful and true, I mean, almost everything Marcus Aurelius said in Meditations was powerful and true, but that might be one of the most powerful, at least hit me the hardest, of anything I've read of his. And I just think it's such a crazy thing that people can't see how obvious it is. That by just sitting around and calling other people out for, oh, you said something racist in 2009. We really gotta work on that. You're not a good man. You have a lot of work to do before you become a good man. Anyone who's sitting around doing that is not a good man themselves. And it's funny because, like, good man, like, I want to be a good man. That is my goal. I'm not a good man right now. I don't think I am. I mean, I'm just someone sitting in their closet talking into a microphone, talking about things I think are interesting. I mean, that's maybe a first step, doing something you love. When you have something that you love to do, that takes you a little closer to being a good man. Because I can guarantee you, people who live without purpose or passion, they're the first ones to fall to being bad men. Because they have nothing really to live for. And that's what I kind of see, especially on the left, is just these lost puppies who, they just start biting. Because, I don't know, they feel like the world is against them. Like they had a bad owner. They were in what's-his-name's pit bull fight ring. And then they just got out of it, and now they just bite everyone who comes near them, rather than becoming better. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's not the best metaphor. Probably not. But I just see it a lot on the left. And like this attack on Ted Cruz for going to Cancun. Yeah, Ted Cruz isn't going to show up on your fucking doorstep and be like, by the way, I'm the fucking sun. Let's bring some heat into your house right now. That's not going to happen. Ted Cruz doesn't have that kind of power. The only thing Ted Cruz can do right now is from behind a computer. And if anyone values survival, they know, like, get the fuck out of there. Like, if you can, get the fuck out of there. That's all. That's all Ted Cruz is doing. He's surviving. Because he is not the sun or a god, and he can't just show up and be like, electricity on! Like, he's not going to do that. That's not going to happen. And, like, when people compare it and say, oh, the right's all defending Ted Cruz for this, and then, you know, bashing Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom had the power. He had all the power. He didn't need to go out to dinner. A lavish dinner with a bunch of strangers. Not strangers, with a bunch of people to celebrate a birthday. And spend hundreds of dollars. After he had just shut down small businesses and told everyone they couldn't be with their families or friends. These are different things. Do you see what I'm saying here? They're completely fucking different. And I really didn't want to jump on the bandwagon of defending Ted Cruz because I don't really give a fuck about Ted Cruz at all. I don't even know if I like him. But I don't really see what he did wrong here. He just was doing something for his family. And to me, that's manlier than fucking taking away the rights of thousands of people in your state, telling them they can't go do the things they want to do, but you can do the things you want to do. Ted Cruz didn't tell anyone they couldn't leave their homes and save themselves. It's just that Ted Cruz had the means to do it. My best friend in Texas, he has saved his money because he's smarter than me and most people. And shit went crazy in Texas, and he found an Airbnb and spent a shit ton of money to bring him and his roommate there to stay because he had the money to do it. That doesn't make him a bad person. He's not supposed to go walking around and saving people just because he has more money. It's just not the way the world works. It's just that you should expect people to not shut everything down and then go do the things they told you you're not allowed to do. That's hypocritical. See what I'm saying? And I think what Ted Cruz did was a little manlier than what Gavin Newsom did. So, yeah, I mean, when I get married, if I ever get married, if I ever find someone who can put up with me, or I can put up with them, whatever, I would like my husband, if he had the means, to get me the fuck out of that situation. sometimes you have to put your family first before your job if you can do your, especially if you can do your fucking job from a computer. You don't have to just be I Braveheart and just stand out there and pretend like you're helping when you're not. That's just being a liar. So, Ted Cruz, I don't really care to defend you that much, but I'm fucking, you know, I don't think you did anything wrong. And all these weak people are jumping to attack him now. Like the Lincoln Project, you look at their Twitter feed, it is all Ted Cruz memes. All Ted Cruz memes. You know why? Because they're focused on tearing down someone else and calling them bad. Because they're not actually working on being good. They don't actually care about being good. They just want to eradicate Trumpism. Whatever that means. Anyone who supported him, I fucking voted for him. I'm a Trumpist. Not even a Republican. I wasn't at the Capitol. But I must be eradicated, I guess, according to the Lincoln Project's website, which I went through and I was very appalled by. But yeah, they're not focused on being better. They're just focused on talking about how other men haven't been better. So, yeah. Fuck the Lincoln Project. And they're using Abraham Lincoln's name. Are you kidding me? Way to fucking attach some narcissistic, weird bullshit. But, yeah. Another quote that's been bopping around in my head. Well, it's been, I need to make a poster of it for myself because it's my favorite literary quote. And it's nothing beautiful, but it packs such a punch for me. And especially, it's not beautiful because Ayn Rand, was not, in my opinion, a beautiful writer. She's very logical and described everyone as always having very thin mouths and very predictable, her language that she used and the way she described things. But what the power behind it, what she was trying to say, is what is so good to me, and which is why I pushed through all 1,000 pages of that. And there's one scene where, so Dagny, my hero, Dagny Taggart, she is, when I was a kid, I always wanted to be Nancy Drew or Carmen Sandiego. And then when I read Atlas Shrugged, like 3 years ago, I was like, Dagny Taggart, that's the goal, probably forever. But, there's one scene where Dagny is at a party with her brother and her brother's new wife. And her brother is he's sub-man. He looks for excuses. He blames things on other people. He is the man who's always pointing out other people's wrongs rather than just doing his own rights. And Dagny is the opposite. She's the man. She's always trying to be the best version of herself by working her ass off and by doing what she loves and by fighting for what she believes in. And that's something that I love about her. I'm smiling right now. You might not be able to tell. But anyways, in this scene where she is in a confrontation with her brother's new wife, her brother's new wife comes up to her because her brother was always tearing her down because that's what he did. And so he told his new wife all this sob story about what a terrible person Dagny was and blah, blah, blah. And so his new wife walks up to Dagny at this party. Dagny says hello. And then the wife goes and, like, just tries to tear her a new asshole, essentially. And then she says, you know what, now I'm the woman of the family, to Dagny. And Dagny responds to all of that shit that woman just spewed at her. All Dagny says back is, that's quite all right. I'm the man. And then walks away. And oh my god, if that isn't just the fucking coolest. If that isn't just the coolest. Like, how amazing would it be if all these people, like, we talk about being uncancelable. Dagny was uncancelable because she didn't give a fuck. If everyone stopped caring so much, if everyone just realized that if you don't listen to these people, if you don't let them cancel you, you won't be canceled. You can't be. Like Tim Dillon, you, I mean, you need to be bigger, obviously. Like, I can't show my face right now because I'm cancelable to an extent. I say a ton of this shit on my personal Instagram. People know. People probably hate me. They do hate me. They hate me. I just literally had one of my good friends unfollow me the other day. That made me sad. Or he was my friend. I don't know. Made me sad. 2 days ago I saw it. But, yeah, I mean, I'm uncancelable in terms of I just say what I feel on my personal Instagram, and I've actually made a point to mention to my CEO my beliefs and to my supervisor. So, who knows? That was months ago, and I haven't been fired. But I do worry about getting fired for being so passionate about it that I am doing this. But anyways, if everyone acted that way, if everyone was more vocal about their beliefs, like, tell your CEO, make it a conversation. My CEO was a little shocked, but I work hard. I'm good at it. I'm good at what I do. I'm a good writer. And I'm not mean. So he doesn't see me and think, oh my god, she's mean, she's bad at her job. I'm nice, and I'm good at my job. And my CEO happens to be nice too, whether he has the same beliefs as me or not. So, you know, the more people just do that. Like, one day I hope to be able to show my face, one day I hope to be not cancelable. But one day I hope everyone is not cancelable. Because this is a slippery slope. And that's why I'm doing this. And that's why I want everyone to start speaking up. And that's why I'm slowly getting closer and closer and closer to showing myself. Like, I mean, here I am. I'm in my fucking closet. I'm sure there's some way to, like, brighten up the screen or something so you could actually see my face and be like, I know her! But I'm going to do my best to make sure that's impossible. Yeah, anyways. I don't know, I kind of just lost my train of thought, but how great is that Dagny story? I love it. My hero. But, okay. All right. Thank you guys for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful night.